Does this philosophy affect the way you follow up patients who have perhaps had adjuvant therapy or been diagnosed with primary disease before and trying to detect recurrence or metastatic disease earlier?
One would think that that's the case, although there is some new data out of Europe that suggests that very close monitoring may not provide as much of an advantage as we once thought. So this is really an evolving area. So for instance, if you look at ASCO guidelines, basically says that CEA is really all that's needed. But many of us who see GI cancer patients are also doing regular CT scans. Now, how often they should be done is subject to question. Is once a year enough, or should we do it more frequently in the first couple of years? If you do imaging, if you do a CT scan, should you do a PET CT scan to give you even more information? I think that that's something that really needs to be studied better so that we can see whether the added expense of monitoring these patients very closely would then be converted into improved survival with early detection. Because if you detect somebody's got disseminated metastases early, you really aren't going to be benefiting that patient if you detect them with a 6-month CT scan or a 6-month CEA or a 1-year CT scan. But if you can detect a significant proportion of patients early who present with oligometastases, and because you've caught them early, you can resect them again for potential cure, then you might have a situation where it'd be worthwhile to monitor these patients closely. But really, that's not the standard now, and we just have to follow the guidelines and be able to monitor these patients in an appropriate fashion.